working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. In the precious blood of the Lamb.
It's late and she's waiting.
Known as the right-hand man for Jerry Lee Lewis for 55 years. And now you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. God bless you.
Made Milwaukee famous, has made a fool out of me.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM and also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard via www.oshawarocks.com in the Greater Toronto Area and Durham Counties, and also, of course, on YouTube at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I'd like to open this, the third and final hour of today's program, with a special tribute going out to all the war veterans, both past and present, but also on both sides of the border. It'll be a song dedicated to the men and women who fought to keep our countries free that Jimmy Fortune wrote and the Statler Brothers recorded many, many years ago, called More Than a Name on a Wall. With that, I would like to dedicate this also to my dear friend Jimmy Rogers of Carthage, New York, who I affectionately call my USA Dad. With that, we'll dedicate these to all our men and women of uniform. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to our Way Back with Johnny listeners. You also wrote a very meaningful song that touches my heart. I cannot hear it without a tear coming out of my eye, and it's called More Than a Name on a Wall.
No, they had actually built the wall in Washington, D.C., and there was a lot of controversy on TV about it. You kept hearing this and that about it and that, you know, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go see it for myself. So I went up there, and I walked around the place, and I saw all the memorials there, and it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. And I saw the Vietnam Memorial for the first time, 60,000 names on one wall, and I looked at each of those names, one stacked on top of the other, that seemed to go on forever. And I stood there and I listened to the stories of some of them. And there was this one woman in particular, and she was talking into the wall as if she was talking to her son. Then all of a sudden, my whole psyche and everything goes to the other side of that wall. And if you listen to the first words of that song, it's not written from my standpoint, from her son's standpoint, where he says, I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. She held some flowers as the tears began to fall. And she took out her pen and papers to trace a memory, and she looked up to heaven, and the words she said were these. And he was seeing her, and it was just like all those mothers that come to that wall. It was kind of like letting them know that they were being heard, and that they were being, their words were, they were letting them know that they weren't going to forget, and that they were more than a name on a wall. And so that profound statement hit me, and that's where that song came from. It's a spiritually moving place.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. Died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
Now, friends, once again, I would like to salute our segment here of the Great Atlantic Lullaby to our dear friends east of the Quebec border. And remember the pioneers of Newfoundland music. First, we'll begin with sending out a song to a good friend of mine, the King of the Newfies, and his beloved wife, Miss Nancy. That, of course, is Michael T. Wall, who recorded a while back a song called Welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. We'll then follow with a song by Dick Nolan, which is one of my all-time favorite Newfoundland-style songs, called Last Train Headed Home. We're wrap up here with the First Lady of Newfoundland Music, of course, none other than Miss Jo Morrissey, and her all-time classic called Don't Come Where We're To, Stay Where You're At. With that, I will say good morning to each and every one of you down east, and also welcome into the Way Back with Johnny Show.
Welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. If you've never been here, surprises are in store. We have lots to offer you, just knock up on our door. So welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. There's nature parks and playgrounds, historic sites as well. Playing golf or fishing and skiing down a hill. Spring and summer, you can see the icebergs in the bay. Sail out on a touring boat and watch the whales at play. Our local foods can be a treat, so try our fish and brews. Jake's dinner, figgy duff, moose or rabbit stew. Codfish cakes or tout and serve with partridge berry jam. Home-baked beans and bologna, pea soup with chunks of ham. Welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. If you've never been here, surprises are in store. We have lots to offer you, just knock up on our door. So welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. Snow-capped mountains reaching up where mighty eagles soar. Rocky coast with ocean views and waves that lash the shore. Waterfalls and rivers running pure and crystal clear. Northern lights that paint the sky while dancing everywhere. Welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. Kings and queens and Vikings have walked up on our shore. When you come to visit us, you'll want to stay for more. So welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. Welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. If you've never been here, surprises are in store. We have lots to offer you, just knock up on our door. So welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. Welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. Welcome to Newfoundland and Labrador. So welcome to Newfoundland and
Labrador. Well, when I die, Just put me on a fast train and take me to that old Cape Breton shore. Then put me on a slow boat bound for Newfoundland and let the Newfoundland bullet run once more. The first time that I left home, I left home on the bullet, and my mama cried because I had to go. I just love the sounds of trains and old train whistles. So when I die, let her ride just once more. It's a shame, Lord, that some things, they never last. Oh, the Carson and the bullet, they now live in the past. The Carson's gone, but the bullet's still alive. So when I die, let her ride just one more time. The first time that I left home, I left home on the bullet, and my mama cried because I had to go. I just love the sounds of trains and old train whistles. So when I die, let her ride just once more. Yes, when I die, let her ride just once more.
Mainland crew, so don't come where we're at, stay where you're too. When you come here and find the pace is slow and people just refuse to jump and go, if you can't raise a smile and carry through, then don't come where we're at, stay where you're too. Oh, don't come where we're too, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew, so don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. If you can live your life with ease and grace and try to grab the other fellow's place, if you just can't relax leffer by, then stay back over on the other side. Oh, don't come where we're too, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew, so don't come where we're at, stay where you're too. Native drinks, and you think that our accommodation stinks, well, the only thing we've plenty of is screech, so drink her up and go sleep on the beach. Oh, don't come where we're too, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew, so don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. The Frenchmen in Quebec, they like to shout, that from Confederation they wants out. Well, if Canada you want to leave me, dear, oh, you're welcome, but for God's sakes don't come here. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the likes of you, so don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. I'll tell you how down here we gets our laughs. It's milking that big golden mainland calf. Just think, for every Newfie joke you hear, oh, you're paying 20 million bucks a year. Oh, don't come where we're to, stay where you're at. On our front porch there ain't no welcome mat. We're sick of taking sauce from the mainland crew, so don't come where we're at, stay where you're to. So don't come where we're at, stay where you're to.
I left my home in Newfoundland many years ago, with my guitar on my shoulder to do a country show.
Hello friends, this is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back.
I'm the singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of bluegrass music as we remember the pioneers and the keepers of the flame of bluegrass music. With that mentioned, I'd also like to remind y'all that on Father's Day weekend coming up, the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival will be happening in Iroquois, Ontario, and I hope y'all can take in that. In the meantime, let's pay tribute to some real cabin-style songs of bluegrass. First, we'll hear the legendary High Lonesome Sound of Hilo Brown, forever remembered for his style of high and then low music, and it'll be The Cabin on the Hill. We'll then follow with the Canadian Bluegrass East Coast band, the Spinney Brothers, and their song called Cabin on the Mountain. We'll wrap up this set with none other than the father of bluegrass music, yes, Bill Monroe, and his all-time classic called Cabin Home on the Hill. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and also send a very special hello to my good friend, Sandra Day, out there in Ingleside, Ontario. Welcome and friends, and happy listening.
There's a happy childhood home in my memory I can see, standing out upon the hill, 'neath the shadow of the tree. If I only had my way, just to simply wander back to the cabin on the hill. Oh, I want to wander back to the cabin on the hill, 'neath the shadow of the tree. I would like to linger still, just to be with those I love, though my heart would overfill. Back to the cabin on the hill. But the saddest of it all, I can never more return to that happy childhood home. Matters not how much I yearn, to wander back to the cabin on the hill, 'neath the shadow of the tree. I would like to linger still, just to be with those I love, joy my heart would overfill,
Tennessee. Here's place this side of heaven, and that's where I long to be. I have rambled this world over, sailed upon the deep blue sea. Body in a cabin with my darlings, where my heart will always be. I said goodbye to my blue-eyed mountain sweetheart, prettiest girl in this whole wide world to me. Every night of her I'm dreaming, in a cabin on a mountain far away in Tennessee. So far away, I have searched the wide world over, sailed upon the deep blue sea. But in a cabin with my darlings, where my heart will always be. I said goodbye to my blue-eyed mountain sweetheart, prettiest girl in this whole wide world to me. Every night of her I'm dreaming, in a cabin on a mountain far away in Tennessee.
Alone. to listen to the rain beyond my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
Smoky Mountain Memories.
Hello, friends. This is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the way back.
Smoky Mountain Memories.
Now, friends, I would like to pay tribute to another special interview I got to do, this time in 2022, which was the last time I ever got to interview Don Reed. With that mentioned, Don celebrated his 81st birthday this past Friday, June 5th. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute now to an interview I got to do back in 2022 with Don in honor of Christmas of that year. With that mentioned, I would also like to salute this interview by following it with an all-time classic that the Statler Brothers brought out 1978 off the Christmas card album called Santa's Cause. With that, let's turn back the years to 2022 once again. That's 4 years ago. And remember this all-time interview with none other than Don Reed of the Statler Brothers. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Don.
Donnie, thank you very much. Glad to be here. And Merry Christmas to everybody that's hearing my voice.
Yes, well, Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. So let's go back to 1945. You were a brother of Harold Reed. What would you say what life was like growing up?
You said 1945. That would have been the year I was born.
Yes.
And life was very simple. We grew up in a small Virginia town in Stanton, Virginia, and we grew up loving music, loving the movies. We go to the movies every Saturday morning to see our Western heroes, Roy Rogers and Gene Autry, all the cowboys, and we played softball, and we went to school together, all of us, and we just did all the things that teenage kids do. Matter of fact, I have a new book out, a new novel called Piano Days,
yes.
And it's about those times of growing up and about that era of boys growing up and becoming of age.
I see, yes. And that's what you've done since you've left music, is become an author.
I have. I've had 11 books published since we retired in 2002, and it's kept me busy. I enjoyed, always loved writing. And, of course, all of my career I was writing songs.
Yes.
And then when we retired, and I thought, I've always wanted to write a book, but I've never had time to do it. So I've taken that time, and I've done one about every other year since we've been retired.
I see, yes. And what's the difference between writing a song? I know you are a songwriter, and writing a novel.
Well, there's a lot of differences and there's a lot of similarities. You got to have a story to tell,
yes.
And you got to have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Okay.
With a song, though, you have to tell your story in 3 minutes and
yes.
Make it rhyme.
Okay.
With a book, you have a little more freedom. You got maybe 300 pages or more, and you can flesh out characters and stories and tell details and get into more better scope of telling a story, better scope of creativity.
I see.
And that's what I enjoy doing is creating characters and making them live.
Yes, I see. Okay. And as I was mentioning, this interview is for Christmas time. What are some of your childhood memories of Christmas?
Christmas is always a wonderful, happy time growing up. I can remember one of the first things I think of is Christmas as a kid. We used to have these we're talking early 50s of my
mm-hmm.
memories. We had these big old lights on the tree, and they weren't little dainty lights like they are now. They were
yes.
great big bulbs. And the first thing we would do, we'd put up the tree, we would get the lights out from last year and stretch them all through the house.
Yes.
And Daddy would plug them in, and then you'd see the ones that were working. There was always three or four that were gone, and so they would screw in new bulbs. And there were these big outside kind of bulbs, but that's what went on the tree. And that was the beginning of decorating for Christmas.
Exactly. I remember it well, yes. It was.
Yeah, you remember how they looked. They were quite different from the day.
Exactly, that's for sure. Yes, quite big.
Yeah.
Now, in the beginning of the Statler Brothers' career, where did the Statler name come from?
We had been singing under different names. We were at the time called ourselves the Kingsmen, but there were other groups around called the Kingsmen. So we wanted something really different, unique, that wouldn't be stolen or wouldn't be used by another person. by yes. another group. And there happened to be a box of Statler facial dishes sitting in the room.
I see.
And somebody said, hey, how about Statler Brothers? Nobody had ever used Statler except the hotel people.
Yes.
And we said, hey, that's good. So we became Statler, and we added Brothers to it, and that's that worked for us. It took off, and it caught on.
I see, yes. And you and Harold were the only brothers, though, of the group.
Yeah, we were the only brothers because we weren't Statlers. We were Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was always confusing sometimes to the fans. Said, well, why did you call yourself this or that? It was just something we pulled out of the air and found on a box of tissues. And it had no more meaning than that to us because we've never even known anybody named Statler.
I see, yes. Okay. And the Statler brothers did some Christmas specials, of course, with Johnny Cash.
Oh, we did. We worked for Johnny Cash for nearly 9 years back in our beginnings. He discovered us, so they say. And we did Christmas shows. We did Christmas specials with him. We did Christmas specials on our own after we left John. It's just an always, Christmas is such a happy and fun time for most people.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is so good. And you never get tired of hearing those standard Christmas carols, standard Christmas secular songs.
Yeah.
Because you're going to hear them once a year, and you can go back to them. It's like fresh music every
exactly.
time you go back to it.
That's for sure, yes. And talking about the Christmas music, you and the brothers recorded in 1978 your first Christmas album.
Yes. It was called Christmas...
Card.
Christmas Card is what it was called, yes.
Yeah.
We did one later called Christmas Present.
Yes.
Always got to stop and think which one was first.
Exactly.
Yes, we did. We had a lot of original music on that first album.
We
did standards, but we did also a lot of original things we'd written.
Okay, yes. And one of them that I have often played on the Christmas shows here is the carols those kids used to sing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story behind that song?
That came, Johnny, from an actual true life story. When we were kids and we were growing up in church, our church youth group used to gather food from the congregation in baskets, and then we would take them, that was part of our youth program, and we would take them around to houses for needy families, people who needed things, food and presents. And we take them around, and we get on the back of the pickup truck, and we go caroling, and then we take these food to needy families. And that was about going into a house where these little kids were just sitting there with no tree or anything, and we took them gifts, and we took them food. And it was a great experience for, you know, we were like 12, 13, 14 years old. It was a great experience for that kind of age to go in and see another way of life like this and how appreciative they were. And those kids just beaming with joy for the little gifts that we brought.
Exactly, and you gave them hope. Yeah.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We gave them hope, and that's what Christmas is about. We were given hope when we were given the baby Jesus.
Yes, amen to that, Don, yes. Now, with the song of the Statler Brothers, there was one titled Class of 57, which I understand was a true song.
Yeah, there's a lot of true people in that song.
Mm-hmm.
We set out to write it, not necessarily to write anything about people that we knew, but when you get to writing or creating, we wind up, we realize we use names with a lot of different occupations,
mm-hmm.
and we said, hey, maybe that's really who we were talking about, and we really didn't mean to, but yeah, it was a lot of truth. But anybody can listen to the Class of 57.
Yes.
And it's still, there are people still recording it today. And you can put your own year on it if you want to, in your mind anyway. Maybe your year was 1987 or 1972 or whatever.
Exactly.
And it works. You can think of it like that.
Yes, it sure does. Yes. Now, there was also another rarer song that you guys recorded titled Mr. Autry.
That was very personal and very close to us.
Yes.
Gene Autry was a hero of ours growing up,
mm-hmm.
and we had followed his career right on through to where he was a owner of the Angels ball team in California and Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote this song because he was our hero. And we got to spend some time with him after that, and we got to spend some time with him at the ball games and at his house and that sort of thing. But what really touched us about the song was we heard from a mutual friend, it said, Gene watches your television show every Saturday night.
Yes.
And that was so touching to us that we'd gone to the movie so many times watching him.
Exactly.
And now he is literally sitting at home watching us. So we sang that for him one night on the TV show and dedicated it to him.
I see, yes, yes. Did you ever have him on the show?
Yes, we had him on a Christmas special.
Okay.
We were doing a Christmas special, and it was, I'm trying to think what year that might have been. I think 85 was about the, and we asked him to do it, and he didn't travel then. He was of an age, he said, guys, I'd love to do it, but I can't travel. Mm-hmm. If you come to me, I'll be glad to be a guest.
Yes.
So we got on a plane and went to L.A., went to his office, and hired a film crew and sat and talked to him and did an interview for our Christmas special.
Amazing.
We had done anything to get Gene Autry, and we did.
Yes, exactly. I hear you. Yes. Now, yeah. Keeping with the theme of Christmas, I would like to ask you your own opinion on the modernization of Christmas.
Oh. Christmas has become, I think it's beautiful as secular when mm-hmm. it's become, because I love the lights, I love the secular songs,
mm-hmm.
I love the tree, I love all that, and I don't want to lose any of that.
Yes.
But also don't want to lose any of the true spiritual and religious meaning of Christmas, the
exactly.
birth of Christ, the carols, and what it means. We have to be sure we hang on to both. We want to hang on to the joy of the real meaning of Christmas. And I would like to see more of that. I know in schools now they say instead of Christmas vacation, they say winter vacation.
Yes.
And they lose the Christmas word. And I don't like to see that because I'm Christian, and I'd like to see it remain Christmas with Christ still in it.
Exactly. That's right. Because it is his birthday after all. Yes.
Yes, his day.
Yes. Now, I'd like to ask you about Lou DeWitt. What are some of your memories of him?
Lou was a terrific singer. He was a good friend, and he wrote a lot of great songs for the stuff. He wrote our first hit, Flowers on the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like a nearly 20-year career with Lou, and because of his health, then he had to retire.
Yes.
And then we lost him. But he was a great part of the group musically, and he gave us, as we said one time, we made a lot of good music with him, and we will always miss that.
Exactly. I'm sure you will. Now, after he retired, Jimmy Fortune came on.
Mm-hmm.
What was he like to work with?
Jimmy became Stylar quickly, because we related with Jimmy. He fit in so well personally and so well musically and vocally, and I just love him. I was just with him last week, as a matter of fact. He lives in Nashville now.
Oh, yeah.
And I live in Virginia, but we talk all the time, and we visit whenever we can, and we were together last week, and he's still a great friend and doing so well with his career, and I'm so happy for him.
Well, that's great, great, yes. And back to Christmas, once before we say so long for today, you guys had a song titled Who Do You Think?
Yeah.
Which is a Christmas classic.
That was a Christmas story with the sort of a question, who do you think would believe such a story as
mm-hmm.
this, that a baby came down from heaven and the stars stood there over top of the manger and all of the things that the Bible story is, because it is a miraculous story from the very beginning. And you tell that story, you tell that to someone who doesn't believe or doesn't know, it would be, wow, do you believe that? Well, yeah, who do you think would believe such a thing? And here's hoping to heaven that you do. My brother Harold and I wrote that, and we were very happy with the way it turned out. We were blessed to be able to be given those words.
Yes, and it's a true favorite of mine, one of my most favorites of your Christmas collection.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like that. It's a favorite of mine, too.
Yes. Now, what is... we recently lost Brother Harold. What is your... what is it like going on without him now?
Well, I never knew life without him until he was my older brother, so I've never lived in a world without him in it. We were very, very close, and I miss him dearly every day, still do. And we did some wonderful things that we wrote together. We wrote books together. We wrote songs together, television shows. And so we were very emotionally and mentally tied together. And some of the songs that we write, that we had written, I hear them today, and it touches my heart to remember the times that we wrote and what we said and what we wanted to say and what we did. And we were blessed, I think, to have each other all those years that we did. And, yeah, I got to be honest, I still miss him.
Yes, we all do, that's for sure. Yes. Now, he was always the comedian part of the group, I always found.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was a natural comedian. He had a funny mind and a fearless nature when it comes to going out on stage and doing comedy, which can be a dangerous thing to do because you never know when it's going to work and when it's not.
And when it's not.
He was so good at it, and he was so much a part of our act and of our career. His comedy was right along with the music.
Yes, exactly. Now, I have a couple more questions for you today.
All right.
First of all, what plans do you have for Christmas 2022? I know at this recording it's quite early in the season, but what do you have a big family?
We have a family, yes. I have two sons, and they each have two kids, and we get together. We start celebrating Christmas really on Thanksgiving. We get together for Thanksgiving. Yeah. We start planning Christmas. When are we going to get together and eat? When are we going to get together and do gifts? And, and we do it all month long, right on up through New Year's Eve, to be honest.
I see.
And they are close. We're close with each other, and we live fairly close, and it's a wonderful time. I think November and December are two of my favorite months, just because of all the family get together and the gatherings that we have. We love it, and I hope we'll be able to do it again just as often as we always have.
Well, that's great, yes. And last question for today, but most important, is does Don Reed still believe in Santa Claus?
Absolutely. Yeah. I hear from Santa Claus every day. I get I get good gifts emotionally. I get good gifts physically and everything. I know they're all coming from the Lord.
Yes.
But it's the spirit of Santa Claus that is a part of our secular Christmas. And
yes.
Yeah, I believe in him. I believe in Santa's calls.
Exactly.
For sure,
that's right.
Which was another song on our first Christmas album.
That's for sure. Yes, and it's one of our favorites. So with that, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and have Happy New Year, and hopefully we can get you back on in the new year.
Johnny, I appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas season to you and all your family.
Yes, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. All right. Thank you, Johnny.
Yes, thank you very much. You have a good day now.
We'll talk again. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
As well as preachers and outlaws, and light a Santa way at Christmas. I believe in Santa's cause. There's a Santa world at Christmas, turning to the world's applause. So hang about for old Saint Nick, 'cause I believe in Santa's call.
Hello friends, this here is your old host with the most, Country Western Music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree, happening from July 9th through the 11th in the heart of Napanee, Ontario. With an amazing lineup of singers, this is going to be a three-day event, which is hosted by Landon Martin, and for those interested, weekend passes cost $100, and also day passes and evening passes are also available. Purchase tickets, you can call 613-583-7087. Yes, this is going to be a great time had by all, so come on out to the 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree.
Long time, hoping you'd come back home. When I got there, the house was bare.
And yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview from 2022 with our good friend Don Reed of the Statler Brothers. Now, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the Wayback Song of the Week. And I know by now that y'all have been wondering, well, is there not the signature song to the Statler Brothers? When is he going to play that? Well, it was and it will be played next. It came out in 1965. That is the year that Flowers on the Wall became a huge hit and in many ways made the Statler Brothers an overnight success. With that mentioned, we'll pay tribute to the original recording of this timeless classic and relive this all-time favorite from the golden era of country music that is also celebrating its 61st birthday this year, Flowers on the Wall. So with that, take it over, boys.
You're concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. Last night I dressed in tails, pretended I was on the town. As long as I can dream, it's hard to slow the swinger down. So please don't give a thought to me, I'm really doing fine. You can always find me here and having quite a time. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do. It's good to see you, I must go. I know I look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light, and my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. So I must go back to my room and make my day complete. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Tell me I've nothing to do. Don't tell me I've nothing to do.
And now, friends, following Flowers on the Wall, it's once again that time to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show. I would like to once again thank you all for allowing me to come into your radios, as I have been for the last 10 years. With that mentioned, I would also like to thank Harold Reed and the other boys for wonderful years of country music. I'd also like to say that Harold Reed sadly passed away in 2020, and Lou DeWitt sadly passed away in 1990. However, the music these two and the others recorded will live on forever in our hearts and in our memories. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to a couple of classics once again as we send us all home this Sunday morning. First of all, we hear the Statlers, and once again, they have an all-time classic called Thank You World, which they recorded in 2002, I do believe, when they retired. We then follow with Some I Wrote, which is a song that they wrote and recorded and made a hit out of. And then we'll play us all the way home today with the Statler Brothers version of I'll Fly Away. With that, may God bless and keep y'all out there till we meet again. again next Sunday morning, 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM, and also throughout the week at www.oshawarocks.com. Now, in the meantime, I would like to also apologize for anyone who tuned in today looking for a Don Messer tribute, but we will be doing a Don Messer tribute in the near future. With that, may God bless and keep y'all, and as they say, keep it country out there, friends. So long for now.
World for letting me belong. I'm just one fourth of one small group that sings your songs. I know that there are others who have served in bigger ways. All I can do is sing your music all my days. It makes me grateful just to know that I can be unique and fill a spot beside the other three. Without a place here in this world, I know that I'd be lost. Thank you, world, for letting me contribute to the cause.
I may not ever stand like Stonewall Jackson stood, but standing on that stage to me is just as good. And I may never be a heavy or a great, but you've given me the strength to pull my weight.
Oh, for the part I sing is truly part of me, and it does its part to lock the other parts in key, and it does its part to pull that sweet applause. A thank you, world, for letting me contribute to the cause.
A place that I call mine, though I've stepped out of it and I've gotten out of line. Sometimes I sing your music slightly out of key, and I know I make it harder for the other three.
But I've always done my part the very best I could, and it's done the other guys.
To know that I can be unique and fill a spot beside the other three. Without a place here in this world, I know that I'd be lost. Thank you, world, for letting me contribute to the cause. Without a place here in this world, I know that I'd be lost. Thank you, world, for letting me contribute to the cause.
Someday when it's all over and they come to carry me, and you're walking slow and wearing black with the rest of the family, and the choir stands to sing a song, make sure it's one of mine. I had a few more tunes I wanted to write, but I ran out of time. Some I wrote for money, some I wrote for fun, some I wrote and threw away and never sang to anyone. One I wrote for mama, and the couple still aren't through. I've lost track of all the rest, but the most I wrote for you. That day when it's all over and you're sitting all alone, they'll call and ask you what you want to have written on my stone. Tell them when I was born and died, the year and the day. And if there's room for something more, here's what you can say. Some he wrote for money, some he wrote for fun, Some he wrote and threw away and never sang to anyone. One he wrote for his mama and never finished two or three. He lost track of all the rest, but the most he wrote for me. Yes, some I wrote for money, some I wrote for fun, some I wrote and threw away and never sang to anyone. One I wrote for mama, and the couple still aren't through. I've lost track of all the rest, but the most I wrote for you. Yeah, I've lost track of all the rest, but the most I wrote.
Another day gone by, with good friends all around me, how the time did fly.
Howdy friends and listeners, this here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try, and God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.
Welcome back to Frisson Radio. I'm Mix, your host, and as always, I'll be taking you through some different moods, some different sounds, and a whole lot of gems from across Canada and beyond.